Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This audio, provided to AJ Media by a former employee of the Rager Dykes Auto Group, was recorded at a regular Rager Dykes meeting in January 2018. The AJ has edited this audio only to redact names of identifiable places and people to minimize harm to those unrelated to the ongoing civil and bankruptcy cases involving Rager Dykes. This audio contains explicit content.
I mean, I can tell who's ready just by looking. Not that many. Not that many scare me. You know, some people just have that eye of the tiger, man. You know, you can just see it. So 11 hours ago, we were wrapping up the feast, and what a great night it was of nothing but Denise got your Rolex on. Show that to everybody. He got a beautiful Rolex on that he earned over the November and December. I apologize, I'm here a little bit later than usual. I have some stuff going on this morning. But it's like I told, I love. She goes, Mark, what do we got to do to get you back in? Do we got to fire another? I said, that might be it. But I mean, I don't know if y'all know how busy I am. You know, we might have to fire another to get me back. You know, but I'm busy doing my job. You know what I mean? And y'all may not realize it, but my fucking job's pretty busy. You know, I told the bigger, as big as our company's gotten, I mean, the things that I do are, they're new for me. You know, and I dig it, man. You know, I like it. You know, I like to be in the fire, man. I like to, you know, it's just growing me. You know, it's just growing me. And some of y'all are just being grown. But, you know, I mean, I had a situation last year, early in the year in 2017, where, I mean, this is how big we are in the Rager Dykes Auto Group. You know, we had an audit on our floor plan. And we had some morons not do a very good job with taking care of their inventory. And I was faced with a challenge in March of last year where I had to, you know, come up with $25 million in 4 days, you know, that's some shit right there now, you know, I mean, I didn't just have it sitting around, you know, I mean, you know, and I don't know if y'all realize, I mean, that deal last night was a beast feast, it wasn't a puss feast, it was a beast feast, I mean, it was a beast feast for fucking beasts, and most of y'all weren't there, so what does that say about you? I guarantee if I was a salesman in the Rager Dykes Auto Group and there was a beast feast, I'd be there. I wouldn't be hanging out with pussies, I'd be at the beast feast. You know what I mean? I'm not going to the woods feast. Y'all probably all went to, you know what I mean? We were over there eating steak and doing whatever the hell we want because winners get to do what they want. The way it is. I mean, you can cry all you want to, but all that is just water. It ain't getting you nowhere. If you want to get something, then you need to fucking win. You know what I mean? That's the deal. I mean, if you want to get the prize, then win the race. See, a lot of people want to, you know, social media pussies. I mean, hey, if you don't like me, get in my face, motherfucker. Nobody wants to do that because it's going to end badly for everybody. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, get right here. I'm not going to like back down. You know, the thing is, the Rager Dykes Auto Group, y'all kidding me? I mean, that deal last night, we should have had more people there, but you know, y'all think I'm committed to this team? Are you crazy? I mean, well, hell yeah, I'm committed. I got my daughter and sons on the call. My daughter and sons work here. I mean, I've got a lot of fucking hard work and mental focus and energy invested in this situation, you know? And so did most of those guys that were there last night. I mean, we've been in this foxhole fight for a long time. And we built a company that started out as three employees with a handful of cash and a handful of cars and built it into one of the largest auto groups in the world. You know? Now, some of y'all may be new and you're like, what's he talking about? Hey, I can't make you be intelligent. That's your fucking fault. Or your parents. I mean, if you're smart and you've got heart and you want to be successful, then jump on this team and let's fucking roll. If you're a dumbass and you're stupid and you're weak, get the fuck out of here. Because you ain't got a place here. I don't know, we might need somebody to wash some more cars. But I mean, if you want to be on the team, let's roll. Because we're rolling. We're rolling at full speed. We're not slowing down for anything. And all these little fucking gnats that come up and like, you know, want to like fly around us, you know, they're going to get swatted. Because we ain't fucking around. I mean, we're going all the way. We're going to keep kicking ass. We're going to keep taking names. We're going to keep working that e-commerce. We're going to keep working that internet. We're going to keep working that inventory. We're going to keep working that marketing. And we're going to keep growing the Raider Dykes Auto Group. So hater going to hate, but hater going to get his ass whooped. That's all I can tell you. You know, this morning, went to this morning. Drove this morning. Yesterday afternoon, I got involved in three situations with customers that were not taken care of by our team. Now, one of the key players in that situation is no longer with the Raider Dykes Auto Group, so, you know, that made me feel a little bit better because we identified that dumbass. But I mean, I took care of all of them. And one of them was someone who used to live in Lubbock, now lives in. They're in the medical field. But delivered their license plates to them this morning. And I also sent them a check just kind of as, hey, I apologize. I appreciate your business. I'm sorry I had dumbasses working for me. And I apologize. You know, we have a great responsibility. I mean, I pulled up to a stoplight this morning. And every car at that stoplight had Let's Roll on the back of it. There was like eight cars, and every one of them was my customer. I didn't know any of them, but they were all our customers. We have a great responsibility. You have a great responsibility. If you're a general manager of a dealership, I mean, like Spike Dyke Ford, I don't worry about any deals at Spike Dyke Ford because we have a lot of professionals there. And there's so many professionals there that none of those professionals are going to allow anybody to do anything stupid. You know, I don't worry about anything there. You know, I don't worry about anything in a lot of our places, but some of our places I worry about it because I'm not sure how strong our leaders are, and I'm not sure how strong the followers are. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're a member of this team, like those people at that Beast Feast last night, I told those guys, everybody, I mean, I'm just curious, stand up right now if you've been involved in the Raider Dykes Auto Group more than a year. Stand up. Okay, all those motherfuckers sitting down, you need to watch them. Because we need, I mean, they may be great, but we need to watch them and teach them and work with them and help them make sure that they know how to do everything right. And these ones that are standing up, if any of you are general managers, if you question the integrity of any of these people, you need to watch them like a hawk. Because we can't have anybody screwing up what we're doing. Sit down. Thank you. I mean, we gotta watch. I mean, if you're a general manager, there's no excuses. No excuses for anything but perfection. No excuse. I want every customer to be 100% satisfied. I want every employee to get 1,000% opportunity to be successful. You know, we've got a university, we've got ministers, I mean, we've got everything that anybody can need to be successful. If they can't make it, if they're sketchy, if you got people that, like, we got a manager that just don't show up for work, fire their fucking ass and let's go. Quit allowing people to take advantage of our team. This is my team. This is your team. Quit allowing shitty people to be on our team. All of you that stood up that have invested more than a year, I've invested more than 14 years. If you're here and you make a living here and you're invested here and you're committed here, we got to stick together to grow this company by eliminating damaging people. If you work with somebody that embarrasses you how they treat their customers, that embarrasses you how they do business, call me. If you've been working here a year, you've been working here 4 months, and you were at the Beast Beast last night like, call me.
Whoa.
See that quick hand. Didn't even see that. Call me because we're not going to fuck around. We can't allow, we're too, you know, I mean, I know myself pretty good, okay? My kids know me. I mean, I'm a pretty badass dude, man. You know, I mean, I've been like, you know, I'm about to turn 52 years old tomorrow. It's my birthday. And I mean, I've done a lot in my life. And I've built a badass company. And I've gone from being, you know, no net worth to millions of dollars net worth. And I mean, there's not a lot of people who've done what I've done. Do you think I'm going to let some fucking dumbasses fuck this up for me? You'll be fish bait, motherfucker. I'm serious. I mean, I'm not fucking around. I mean, do you think I get rattled easily when I had to come up with $25 million in 4 days? I don't get rattled easily. And I never stop pursuing a threat until it's eliminated. You know, I mean, I'm just letting y'all know, I wouldn't fuck with me if I was me. I'm just saying, you need to be on the team, okay? I mean, if you're not on the team, you need to get off the team, you know? But if you're going to be on the team, you know, if some of y'all are auditing the class, just trying to see, audit the class, I mean, but I want our leaders, the number one thing that we do is great customer service. We're in the car business. If we were in another industry, if we were a pro football team, we'd be playing against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, and we'd be kicking their ass. But right now, we're in the car business, and what we're doing is we're the best in the automobile business. And that means helping people get the cars they want and need in a first-class, 100% integrity, respectful manner every time. That's what we do. The basic fundamentals that I learned as a child of respect and manners and honesty are all the things that it takes. I mean, the basic fundamentals that you learn as a child, if you had a good parent, is that's what you need to be good in this business. Kindness, honesty, responsible, I mean, all those words that you hated when you were a little kid. Are you responsible? Are you honest? Are you telling the truth? Are you being respectful? Are you pulling your mother's chair out when she sits down to eat dinner? Are you opening the door for your mother? I mean, those are the things I was taught. Are you saying yes, sir, to people that you should be showing respect to? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. I mean, the basic fundamentals of being a good person, a respectful person, is all that it takes to be great in this business. Now, you know what's weird is those are not common denominators for most people. Those are not common qualities that most people have. I mean, like, I feel like think I'm a rare individual because I'm respectful and I work hard and I take good care of people. Would you say that's true? I mean, two men of God over here, they're over there like, yeah, that is rare. They're like, our whole damn congregation is disrespectful and lazy. I know. Believe me, I have 800 employees. I have 800 employees, unfocused, undisciplined, crybaby, weak pussies. I mean, I know. I feel your pain. But, you know, the cool part about that is that it lets someone who does all those things stand out like a diamond in a goat's ass. I'm not in a goat's ass, but I'm in love with it. Close enough. All right. Just kidding. Hey, friendliest city in America. I own half of Lubbock, so what the hell? But I bought it cheap. But I'm selling it high. See, there's an advantage. Everything I do that makes Lubbock more valuable increases my net worth. Pay pennies on the dollar, and I'm making those pennies rise into dollars. So everything I do that makes Lubbock better makes me richer. Pretty smart, huh? Not everybody's this smart, but I just have a lot of common sense. I bought a bunch of things downtown for pennies on the dollar. Now they're worth millions of dollars. Duh. OPM, other people's money. That's how I did it. When you don't have money, you talk other people into giving you their money so you can use their money to increase your net worth. That's what I did. OPM. How else? But I'm a hell of a salesman. I'm just telling you. Most of y'all have no comprehension of the shit I pulled off in this lifetime. You know, when I see you sell 8 cars, I mean, do you think I feel sorry for you or do you think I just say, what a weak fucking piece of shit. That's really what I think. Now, I might be nice to you because you might be so fucking fragile from your weak-ass upbringing. But really, I just think, what a weak-ass fucking piece of shit. Because I know what it's like to work hard, and I know what it's like to be committed, and I know what it's like to have nothing, and I know what it's like to compete. You know how I compete? All in, all the time, and only winning is acceptable. All the time. I compete relentlessly. All the time. Every day. So while we all have things, you know, I mean, if I wanted to create a sob story, I would create a greater sob story than anybody in the world. My mom died, my dad's disabled, my grandmother's dementia. I could create a horribly sad story, but I don't want to. Everybody could create a sad story. I'm creating a happy story. I'm creating a winning story. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here's the thing, everybody dies. So if you have a relative that died, I'm sorry, so have I. Everybody has, because everybody died. Get used to it. It's all gonna happen. The smartest guy in town is that freaking guy that started that. He tried selling cars for me one time, he was terrible. He's like, damn, I can't sell cars for shit. I'm going to open up a funeral parlor. There's no selling there. Just like, which coffin do you want? Everybody's dying. There's a need at all times. Smart businessman. You know, 100% of the people are going to eventually need that coffin. 100% or an urn for the ashes. I mean, that's just the deal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so just be honest. Don't get over emotional about things that are just gonna happen. I'm planning on living to be 800. Now I may live to be I may not live through the end of the day, but I'm going to be fucking rolling when I go. I ain't going to be crying about it. I ain't going to die in some fucking hospital having doctors do all kinds of procedures. I promise y'all that. Don't let that happen. I'm going to be like that Tim McGraw song. I'm going to be living like I was dying. I'm going to wife bull riding and jumping out of helicopters. And, you know, I'm going to go over to North Korea and wear a bomb and kill that fucking guy with the bad haircut. I'm not fucking around. You know, I'm going to make something worthwhile when I go. You know, I'm taking some others with me that need to go. Hey, I love you guys, but I'm telling you, I am crazy. But I'm crazy fucking awesome. You know what I mean? The Raider Nation under, just know this. If you're on my team and you got my back, I got your back, and I like me having your back. You know, I've had your back a long time. I'm just saying, that Beast Feast last night, some of y'all weren't there because you didn't sell 20 units. I mean, what was your reason? Why weren't you at work yesterday? Why don't you feel good? Boo fucking who? Cry your way to the weak zone. Cry your way to the loser dome. You know, I'll sit with you and fucking listen to your fucking weak ass shit. But how many times have y'all heard me cry? I can't be crying because I gotta take care of a lot of fucking crybaby. Shit, if I started crying, all hell would break loose. Fuck, somebody's gotta be strong. Somebody's gotta be consistent, and somebody's gotta be a fucking leader. I chose me. Come on up to the podium. Or sit out there in that fucking buffet line that you've been living in with everybody else that's fucking average. Come on up to the front. Come on up to the Beast Feast. Come on up to the Millionaire Zone. Come on up to the flying, jet flying, private jet flown, and gator wearing, Rolex wearing club. Come on up! It's a choice you gotta make, or you can cry your way to sleep with all the other fucking losers. Have a good day.